It's the typical winter ritual. Icy weather arrives and municipalities roll out their salt trucks to cover roadways for which they are responsible. Some spread salt just ahead of the anticipated weather to minimize or even eliminate ice from forming at all.
So we look at the temperature, watch it very closely, and that will dictate how much salt we can use or we have to use. And believe me, I use, and our trucks, our people are trained to use as little salt as possible.
That's Patrick Lucy, highway superintendent for the town of Amherst, who says one of the problems with rock salt is that crystals can be thrown off the road by tires as cars pass over, reducing effectiveness. The town recently fitted its salt trucks with tanks to hold a brine solution to help the salt stick to the pavement.
And we do have an agreement with the town of Clarence to purchase brine and to put it in our trucks and then disperse it on the roadways.
But Lucy is exploring some organic alternatives for the future. For the past 5 years, the town of Tonawanda has used a briny mix, including traditional road salt, and a product known as Magic Minus Zero, which includes a portion of magnesium chloride and a portion of molasses. Yes, food products or byproducts may also serve as ingredients for de-icing solutions. Jason Benedict, associate professor in the University at Buffalo's Department of Chemistry, says sugar beets are also a growing choice.
These beet products come from, actually, they're sort of beet waste. And, these companies have an incentive to try and actually offload their waste, but it dissolves in water, and thus it's going to help lower the melting point of the ice through mixing.
But for most of this winter season so far, there has not been a need for using mixtures that work in colder temperatures. Salt remains the most affordable option for municipal governments. At the Amherst Highway Department, Lucy says when the temperatures are around 32, his crews will use salt alone. But he also recognizes the adverse effects of salt on the environment. It's corrosive to cars and can harm pets' paws.
I have received calls in the past, not a lot, but I have received calls about the amount of salt that we use, and exactly for that reason, for the pets, you know, primarily the dogs and walking the dogs. You keep them on the sidewalks, it usually is all right, but if you cross the street or something, if you're walking the street and there's salt there that we dispersed, in some animals it does cause distress.
At UB, Jason Benedict welcomes the idea of exploring greener uses, but he urges caution.
It does carry this risk of you know, anything you put on the road is going to wind up in the waterways, and there are very few things that, you know, people want to dump copious amounts of into their water.
The risks include offering a food source for invasive species.
You know, a lot of these bacteria, algae, things of that nature. And so these will start to, feed on these sugars and can potentially go pulling oxygen, you know, react with these sugars, go pulling oxygen out of the water and potentially suffocating, the fish below. I mean, we hear of algae blooms and things like that, right? That could be an unintended consequence.
More time is needed, though, until the town of Amherst can begin introducing organic additives, as Lucy explains.
I would like to do it within the next year. We have purchased the tanks where we can mix the brine with the organic material. They're sitting in my yard now. It's a question of setting them up, getting power to them, and then we can actually start, instead of having to transport the material from another highway department or another agency, we can have it here, stored here. We can fill our trucks up faster, and we can apply it at a quicker pace. So I'm hoping by next year at this time, we will be in operation with that.
Luckily, at least so far this winter, there's been minimal need for road salt, allowing Lucy and his department time to ponder and prepare future plans. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.